This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Each February, hundreds of bands and musicians take part in what's called the RPM Challenge and venture to write, record, and produce a 35-minute album in just 28 days. 6 years ago, Ranjit Bhatnagar created his own month-long musical challenge to build a new instrument every day, like this small gadget, which he calls the Teensy Drone. Ranjit is a sound artist living in Brooklyn and joins us now via Skype to tell us more about his project. Ranjit, great to have you with us.
Thanks. Thank you for having me.
So what gave you this idea to build an instrument every day for a month?
It started about 6 years ago, I guess, when I heard about this project that some students in New York had come up with. They made a website called Thing a Day, where they would encourage people to spend February making just one small creative project every day in February, just as a way to get the creative juices flowing.
I'm wondering if you plan them in advance or you build them or hack them as you go along. I'm wondering how you discover what you're going to make.
I try as much as possible not to plan in advance, though if I have a really good idea, I'm not going to throw it away just because I don't have time to do it today. But it's actually part of the ritual is as it comes closer to February, I try really hard not to think of things I'm going to do.
Here's a clip of your very first instrument. This was built back in February 2008, a whistle made from a walnut shell. And this is your second, a whistle made from a turnip. And your third, a synthesizer made from a matchbox. So I guess you sort of moved up in sophistication in that one. What has changed for you? How has this process changed for you over the years?
Part of it is that I feel like I've used up all the ideas that I could get into quickly. So it becomes harder and harder to sort of impress myself every year.
The low-hanging fruit's all gone?
That's right.
So you're also a video game designer. Now, how does your background as a gamer influence you as a sound artist, do you think?
Well, I'd have to say I'm not really a gamer myself. I worked in the industry, but I haven't been playing games much lately for some reason. But working to design computer games was interesting because I had to learn a lot about how people interact with computers and interact with sound and graphics in different ways than, say, typing on a spreadsheet or just clicking the mouse around. And I think that does influence the way I make instruments and sound art.
I guess you've been pretty busy, too. I mean, obviously, doing this project, how much time does it take?
I spend between 10 minutes and 5 hours on each day's project, depending on how much spare time I have and how excited I get about the day's project.
I kind of imagine your apartment looking like Harry Parch's workshop. I mean, what does it look like in there?
Unfortunately, it's not quite as awesome as Harry Parch's workshop.
I guess he made very big instruments, didn't he, generally?
He did. He also made durable instruments. So many of the ones I make they're flimsy or poorly made. They don't last beyond the day or the week that I make them.
So what's the difference then in being a musician and a sound artist?
Well, I'm certainly not a musician except as an amateur strumming around on the guitar and such. As a sound artist, though, I guess one way to put it is that I'm an artist whose medium is sound and music. So I'm not a musician myself, but I work with musicians. I make instruments for musicians, and I make sound experiences for people. But I couldn't play a pop song to save my life.
Well, you post a lot of these in video form on Moon Milk. This is your website or blog. The February 17th instrument is the listen button on your apartment intercom. Let's hear just a little. Okay. Can anything, Ranjit, under the right circumstances, be considered a musical instrument?
I would say I was pushing it a bit there. But I don't want to say I completely punted either. I don't think that's an interesting instrument that somebody would want to play in a symphony orchestra. But I do think it's kind of cool to just find a new way to listen to the sounds that are around you. Mm-hmm. Like listening through the intercom gives it a sound that you wouldn't hear being there on the street. And it's not a particularly pleasant sound, but it's interesting for the 90 seconds that I gave it. And I think that was probably enough for it.
So by my count, you will have made I guess, about 200 instruments by the end of this month. What do you do with them all? You said some of them don't last, but do they ever get used again?
Some of them do. The ones that are most successful, I sometimes get together with friends to do a little performance in early March after the month of instruments is up. And a few of the instruments have actually lasted for years, and they've made it to these performances. I take them to jam sessions and things like that. But it's a very small fraction of them that actually survive to get future use.
Well, it's a fascinating project and really fun to watch. Ranjit Bhatnagar, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Sound artist Ranjit Bhatnagar. He is making an instrument a day for a month. You can see some of his homemade instruments. Check out the poetic musings of another invention of his, the pentametron, which creates iambic couplets from random daily tweets. That's at wordofmouthradio.org. But we're going to leave you with some of the various sounds that Ranjit has created so far. Now stay with us for the Fula from America. A playwright and star of his own one-man show discovers his American identity while searching for his African roots. We'll speak with him when Word of Mouth continues in just a moment.